Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas joins us for our Monday morning conversation. Mayor, thank you as always for making time for us. I hate to begin with this question, but it's kind of where we are. The summer surge in violence appears sadly to have already arrived. And considering how much time and effort you and others have put in, this has got to be exasperating, Mayor.
It is a bit exasperating, but we recognize the importance of the issue. I get asked all the time, what makes this program different from the last? And I think we learn on prior programmatic efforts and what we can do. But fundamentally, we will never stop trying to build a safer community. It is something that everyone in our community is owed. And frankly, if we can save one life, several, then that is something that's incredibly important. So this year in Kansas City, we are working heavily on prevention efforts. We continue to work on intervention, stopping so much of the retaliatory violence. Most of what you all are often reading in the morning are shootings that relate to beefs that may have happened some time ago. So it's those steps, as well, of course, as having the enforcement side of things, making sure that you're clearing crimes, that people are arrested for these offenses. But, you know, we won't stop. And this past weekend, I was at the United States Conference of Mayors and had a very good chat with the mayor of Cincinnati, who is a community that are dealing with similar issues. And we continue to try to use best practices. We work with state and federal partners. And more than anything, we continue to tell our community to put down the guns, to share information, and importantly, for those of you who are not engaged in any of these activities, at least securing your firearms to ensure they're not stolen and become part of criminal offenses long term.
Mayor, what were some of the other topics you all hit on at the conference?
You know, what I think was probably the most stirring conversation I heard was about the fentanyl crisis. Right now, fentanyl, and you hear about it, but those of us of a certain age, and I think that age is all of us probably over 30, don't really know a ton about it, right? The types of, I hate to call them this, but recreational drugs that existed in our day were different. Marijuana and some of these others, fentanyl is a level of deadly. And it is laced in so many other narcotics that you see people dying on their first time using drugs. It is being pushed by cartels into this country, and it is something that is leading to 237 deaths per week in the United States. I mean, just an astonishing number of Americans are dying of what are now termed accidental drug overdoses. And so making awareness about it, telling your children and others not to use pills, even if they're in interesting colors, not to partake in anything that they don't know anything about, and frankly, to avoid it is something that's going to be so important for us because the crisis is almost overwhelming. Not almost, it is overwhelming the ability of law enforcement and public health professionals to get out ahead of it.
Talking with Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, there was a tweet about Ted Lasso. You retweeted it. The tweet involved a direct flight from London to KC, and you retweeted with the caption, "Working on it." Is there something we should know?
Ooh.
There is always something you should know. I mean, yesterday I actually had a conversation about this with someone who works in the federal affairs arena, has talked to several airlines, particularly major carriers, about the steps ahead for Kansas City getting good international service. One of the things that's kind of interesting right now is both Missouri and Kansas supported flight incentives so far. For Kansas, it's one to go to Asia to help support the Panasonic development. For Missouri, it's Europe, where more Missouri businesses are doing business with others who are based there. I think one thing that may be required for us is actually getting on the same page. I do think that there are a good number of Kansas Cityans each day that are heading to Western Europe. One point is that to get a good international flight, you usually need to make sure something closer to 40% of the passengers who would be on those planes are coming from the local KCI catch area, mainly in Missouri and Kansas. Right now, we're a decent amount below that, although the years ahead looks like we may grow. So I think it's actually something that's very realistic. I hate to get all boring on it, but it's something that we've had conversations with airlines, and we hope that it's in existence. The goal's by the World Cup, which is a few years off, but certainly in the years ahead, to really take advantage of the new KCI airport terminal.
Boy, that would be fantastic. Now, Mayor, I thought this was interesting. You said you've decided to reactivate your TikTok account, but you said you're doing it for a very specific reason.
young people. I mean, it is, trust me, I first of all, don't get TikTok, right? It kind of blows by me, and I don't really get why I want to see videos of either new dances or typically people complaining, which is, you know, I'm like, I already get to see a lot of that. But I talked to actually two 24-year-olds in my office, my two youngest employees, and I actually just sat down and asked, where do you get your information? Right. And I said, is it local television news? Blank stare. Is it radio? Not really. Is it, you know, my own other social media accounts? And they told me, no, that's just for their grandparents. And so I said, all right, TikTok. And then they pointed me to some public officials who are engaging heavily on it, stories that catch attention and energy. I don't get it, but, you know, what was that line? Why do you rob the banks? Because that's where the money is. I think on this, we got to go where young people are. If we're looking to build interest in government and politics, and people want to work for the city and all of that. So reactivating, and perhaps you'll see my silly cat videos in no time.
All right. We look forward to it. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas joining us. Thank you very much for your time.